Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. You heard a lot of new tax bills in committee this week, didn't you?
More new taxes, even adjusted for inflation, than any of us that have been here a long time have ever seen. $12 billion and growing is the bill. I think the most egregious, though, is the Senate Bill 5812, which takes the lid off of property taxes. Now, they say, well, we're only raising the limit from 1% to 3% growth. Remember, that's compounded every year, and it starts at the state, goes to counties, cities, and junior taxing districts, and no voter approval. So you can do it, Councilmatic, back of the state budget, and your property taxes will go up each and every year and compounding. But I think even worse may be the fact that it further makes us more dependent on property taxes for our local schools. We lost the McCleary decision that said we rely too much on property taxes for basic ed. This pushes us right back in that direction, encouraging schools to take bigger levies, more money out of taxpayers' pockets, instead of funding it first in Olympia.
What are your thoughts on the bill that requires a permit to purchase a firearm?
Well, House Bill 1163, on the surface, sounds not too bad, a background check for people buying a firearm. Not much different than we have now, but there's no exemption for concealed pistol license holders who have gone through thorough background checks and are checked again when they renew. But then it requires you to take a course, how to handle a firearm, even if you've had hunter safety, military veterans, and take a live fire course from someone who is certified from the Criminal Justice Training Commission. There are entire counties that don't have anyone who could fulfill that. If you're in Pomeroy, Othello, or Wilbur, you have to drive 50, 80, 100 miles to get in line to take that course. After it passed, I thought of, well, you want to buy a shotgun this fall and go waterfowl hunting. Do you take a shotgun course or do you go to the indoor range and learn how to handle a handgun? If you decide a rifle is in your plans, well, you don't shoot high-powered rifles at these indoor ranges that would be teaching it. If you want a handgun, do you need to have safety on a shotgun? The whole thing is poorly thought out, and even the Hawaiian version was thrown out of court. For every year, we have a new bill that's going to solve gun crimes. But every year, we turn our cheek and look the other way to criminals with guns. The real problem is guns in the hands of criminals, not law-abiding taxpayers.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.